Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 67, East from West. As far as the East is from the West, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. Psalm 103, verse 12. Just let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. Hear what David is actually saying. He could have written, as far as the north is from the south, but he didn't, and it wasn't an accident. Because north and south do meet. There's a north pole, there's a south pole. The distance between them has an end. David chose the one distance that never ends. East and west never touch. You can travel east forever and never arrive at west. It is a distance without a finish line, without a floor, without a limit. And that is precisely the distance God placed between you and your transgressions. This is not just beautiful poetry. This is a declaration. God did not sweep your sin under the rug. He did not file it away in some drawer to retrieve on a bad day. He carried it away. He removed it, and what has been removed no longer lives here, no longer lives in you, no longer sits on your account before Him. Now hear this carefully. When God forgives, He keeps no copy of the case file, no record, no open charge, the accusation still echoing inside you, that voice that says, "But you know what you did, you know who you were." That voice is not coming from Him. That is not the Father's voice. The Father already sent it away. The Father already made the journey. And here is where I want to speak plainly with you. There are people who spend years reconfessing the same sin, not because God didn't hear the first time, but because somewhere deep down they don't fully believe He actually took it. So they go and retrieve it. They undo the trip He made. Rehearsing guilt that God has already carried off is, in a real sense, undoing the work that was done for you. It is saying, it didn't go far enough, but it did. It went as far as east is from west, which is to say, it is never coming back. Believing that distance changes everything. It changes how you pray. You pray boldly, not with your head down in shame. It changes how you start again. You get up without dragging the weight of what has already been taken. It changes how you treat the people around you, because those who have been given that kind of wideness learn to give it freely too. So today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do something simple and powerful. Get a piece of paper, write down, in your own words, the sin you keep coming back to confess, the one you've been afraid God was still holding against you. Write it down, then stop, and thank God from your heart, because that thing has already been removed. It is as far from you as east is from west. And then tear the paper up. Tear it with your own hands. Let that small act speak to your heart what the verse has already declared. It is gone. It is done. You are free. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.